LaWin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business. Legal. Politics. Health. Lifestyle. And entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the Greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with
LaWin Media Network.
The following program is produced by LaWin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of LaWin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The information provided in this episode is for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
All right. Oops. Capacity. Ooh. We'll see what that's about later. But hey.
we have to remove that. Okay.
How are you, Attorney Arlene? been a while. It's been a while.
That's yes. All. Happy New Year, everybody. Hello, Christian. Good evening. Good evening, Texas, especially Houston here, and of course, good morning, Philippines. Welcome to Legal Trees. This is our fourth episode. My name is Aileen Ligutizon. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of Texas, and with me here is Christian Toledo.
Hi. I'm here to ask questions, and I'm always needing legal advice, so I'm happy to be here.
You always need legal advice.
Don't ask me why.
So your bill is already too long.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This is me making up for it. So, okay. How you been? How was your Christmas holidays?
Oh, well, I spent time with family, of mm-hmm. course. I didn't have a chance to go to the Philippines, but mm-hmm. I joined them via, you know, Zoom. No, actually, mm-hmm. it's not Zoom. It's the Facebook
Live,
the messenger, you know, that yeah. FaceTime. I know what you call it.
Yeah, you just call people.
Video call. Yes, that's how I reconnected with my family in the Philippines. Okay, and how about you, Christian? For sure, he has some exciting stories to tell us.
I don't know if it's exciting, but yeah, went to the Philippines, spent time family. Went to my sister's wedding, went to Singapore, went to Boracay.
A lot
happened.
So did you do some video blogging or?
A little bit. I still need to edit a lot of stuff, but I try to like do some like personal projects over there and we'll see how they come.
Did you eat a lot?
Yes. I was telling earlier how I'm like right now I'm always hungry because I ate nonstop when I was there.
Yeah.
And like had a couple bouts with diarrhea as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it goes with it, right?
Yeah. It's worth it.
Did you say you went to Singapore so you ate food there?
You know what?
Spicy, right? And then Philippines.
When I was in Singapore, some people I was with had the diarrhea because of oysters. Oh. And then when I went to Boracay, I had diarrhea because of oysters, I think. Like, everyone stay away from oysters right now.
I am staying away from any clam shells, oysters, and all that because I had some same problems. So I thought that I have allergic reaction to the... But I didn't have any allergic reaction then when I was in the Philippines. Mm. So I don't know if it has something to do with where did it come from, you know, or
how it's cooked.
How it's cooked, yeah. Mm. But definitely you need to be prepared for all of these things that's, you know, that could happen in your life, because life is full of uncertainties.
I like that. I like that segue.
Yeah, there's only one thing that is certain in life, that is death, that we're all going to pass away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when we pass away, we're not going to bring anything. And we all know that, right?
Yeah. So I guess, like, going on topic now, legal treats. Yeah. Why are we, remind us, why are we doing this again?
Well, because this is my treat for everybody. This is part of my advocacy to make sure that justice is being served to all, like it's all, it's available to all, not just those who can pay. So that's why I do some pro bono works as well. I work with other nonprofit organizations, and I have my own nonprofit which is going to be serving the community here in Greater Houston soon. So watch out for that. And I'm also with TOJI, which is a Texas incubator, justice incubator. So we offer some certain number of hours for free legal services that we offer to people who are not whose means of income, you know, is not cannot pay high fees. So we try to provide that one to make sure that at least these people will be able to assert their rights under the law, to be fair. Although really being fair, fairness and just, it's really a challenge for all of us, but we're trying. Everybody is also trying to do something for the community.
Quick question.
Yeah.
When you said about what you said about the justice incubator, is this different from when, you know, when they read your Miranda rights? If you can't afford a lawyer, the government will provide one for you. Is this different? Or
it's different. It's a program of the Texas Bar here in Texas, of course. So that's what we do. So the one that you're saying is actually that is part of your right. So they have to, that's why we have some pro bono attorneys, mm-hmm. ad litem attorneys, so we can, you know, at least make sure that they are protected, these people who cannot afford to pay high fees of attorneys or legal representation, maybe will still be able to protect their rights.
And so, I remember I heard like, or I saw like a documentary about like lawyers, like from the government, they handle like so many cases, they spend only minutes reading each case.
I think you're talking about the public office, mm-hmm. Paolo. Yeah. Public Attorney's Office.
Oh, we have a comment from MJ Concepcion. Hi, Attorney Aileen and Christian. Great to have Legal Treats back.
Yay. Yes, and great to have you here in the studio.
Very far. she's 3 feet from me.
I know, right? But we're happy to be, you know, that you are here, our studio audience tonight. So, and yeah, and also MJ, Happy New Year. So I'm looking directly to MJ now. So anyway, this show, of course, is made possible by Lawin Media Network in partnership with our chamber, the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region, this Legal Treats.
And you're watching us live on Facebook, on YouTube, and even if you missed this episode live, you can find us still on YouTube and Facebook. It's recorded in there, and then we have it on podcast apps like Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, anywhere you get your podcast. And if it's not there, let us know and we'll try to put it in there. But yeah.
Yeah. So if it, like I said, like Christian said, if you miss it, just go to those podcasts that you have. And then of course, Facebook and YouTube, it's always going to be there. So Christian, we're ready to dive in.
Yes.
But
and if anyone's watching and they have questions, just put it in the comments. We'll try to answer them for you. If not today, we'll answer them in other episodes.
Yes. And also before we forget, if you are watching us right now, post a comment or greetings and tell us where you are located right now and tag some friends. So you will be added into our raffle draw later on and you may win some prizes.
Get out of jail free.
Yeah, it could be something, but we'll let you know. All right, so before we start, Christian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was I supposed to say?
Well, we're going to go on a break.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to go on break, get your questions ready, and we'll be back.
So stick around.
Get excited. Be Bold, Season 2 is coming.
The upcoming season of Be Bold is nearly here, and it promises to be an exhilarating adventure.
Tune in live Monday, February 5th, 7 p.m. Central Standard.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we're back. So again, we're here, Legal Treats. We're live right now. So if you have any comments, questions, greetings, post them now, and we will... Christian and I will be reading your comments.
And pwede rin Tagalog. We have people listening from the Philippines. Yeah, pwede rin Spanish. Yeah. Pero hindi namin masasagot. We'll pero pwede.
Jewel is here, oh.
Hi, Jewel. Watching from Pasig. Yes. Hi, Jewel.
Okay. So mga taga-Pasig dyan, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
And so Mayor
dyan, magandang umaga. Okay.
So,
yes.
What are we gonna talk about?
So, seryoso na tayo ngayon, mm-hmm. Christian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ano bang tanong mo sa akin?
ano bang requirements? I guess a little bit of a review of what we've talked about before. So, we talk about your will and what happens if you don't have it and why we need it. And now, I guess, what are the requirements of starting like this whole process?
Ito, you remembered what we talked about last time, mm-hmm. no? Mayroon
I think about that all the time, no?
Wala pa rin, no? Okay. Anyway, I'm a Christian. Last time we talked about the will, that we said that there are two types of will. There's a holographic and there's the formal will. When we say holographic will, again, it's a will that is entirely written in your own handwriting. So own handwriting, because when we present that in court, we have to prove that is the handwriting of the person who passed away. So if you ask somebody to write it for you, or part of that is written by your spouse or your friend, then it may be proved as a will. So it could be revoked, or it's not gonna be given effect if it's not entirely written in your handwriting. That's a holographic will. Now, if you choose that way, make sure that you do it right. Now, the other type of will is the formal will. This is a purely typewritten will naman. So, kailangan purely typewritten yan. Hindi pwedeng magkahalo ang handwriting and then typewritten. Kaya nga, if you're going to download a will and do it yourself, you might do it yourself, DIY. The will done, and then fill in the blanks. You know, be careful with that one, because that means you are going mix your handwriting and the typewritten words in there. So, magkakaroon ka ng problema dyan later on once you bring it to the court. So, ngayon naman, there are different requirements between the two, the holographic and the typewritten will. The holographic is more of like informal. So, you wrote it in your handwriting and you sign it, then that's already your will. It doesn't have to be witnessed because it's a holographic will. So, but just be careful with the wordings that you're going to be using, because you know that that will is going to be subjected to interpretation. So, when you're writing your will, you may be thinking of something, you know, because that's your will. Sometimes your things faster than you're writing it.
I mean, you're already like thinking about death, or you might be already dying. So
no, I'm not. What I'm saying is, you already thought you wrote the word, and then yung pala hindi, because you know mas mabilis ang mag-isip kaysa magsulat, diba? So be careful when you're writing it. When you are drafting your will and using holographic will. Now, as opposed to typewritten will naman, may ibang mga, mas mahigpit ang requirements niyan, and it's definitely you have to follow the requirements to make sure that that will is not going to be invalidated when you prove it to the court. So, the first thing that you need to make sure when you are drafting your will, make sure that you have the capacity to draft the will. You have the legal capacity. Ooh. So when we pakita natin yan, capacity there. So when we talk about capacity, it's your ability, legal capacity pinag-usapan dito, mm-hmm, to draft a will. So ano ba yung capacity, Christian? Yung 4 years old ba, pwede nang gumawa ng will?
Ah, hindi. Bakit? Kasi hindi marunong magsulat.
O nga, nang sulat. Eh, di ba, pwede
at saka wala naman siya ari-arian pa.
Eh, paano naman yung 12 years old? Pwede na yun, magaling na yun.
Ay, magsulat. Parang hindi pa.
12 years old, ano na yan eh? Ilang ano na ba yun? High school na ba yun?
Middle school
dito yan, yeah. So yun, nakakapagsulat na yun, magaling na magsulat ang mga yan.
True.
Oh, pwede na ba siya mag-draft
parang
ng will?
Parang
hindi kasi sure. Actually, ang legal capacity una-una is nasa tamang edad na ba yan? Ang tamang edad ay 18 years old and above. Okay?
Ito, both Philippines and the US?
Well, ganun din. Kasi medyo majority sa Philippines ay 18 eh. Mm-hmm. So dito, ganun din. So 18 years old, you're already considered adult. Diba? And so you can already draft your will. Para din ang requirements yan na to enter into a contract. And a minor cannot enter into a contract. So if you enter a contract with a minor, be careful, be aware, no, pwede invalidate yan. So if you, you're already 18 years old, you can already draft your will because you already have the legal capacity to draft your will. Now aside from the age, 18 years old ka nga, pero may problema ka naman sa ano, mentally. Hindi tama yung pag-iisip mo, di ba? So doon papasok yung mental capacity mo. Kailangan you are of sound mind.
Paano na measure yon? How do people measure?
Baka ng tape measure ganyan.
And sound, may sound.
Ay, okay, may sound. Tingnan mo, may sound yung mind mo, Christian. Anyway, yeah, sound mind. Palagi mo narinig yun, ano? But ang ibig sabihin lang nun eh, you know what you're doing. When you are drafting your will, you know that you are drafting your last will and you know that document that you are drafting. Mm-hmm. Alam mo ang legality ng will, you know. And also, kailangan alam mo yung bounty mo. Alam mo yung mga assets mo. Kasi kung hindi mo alam, paano ka magda-draft? Kasi yung mga ano, factors na yon. Alam mo yung effect ng will na yon. Alam mo ang mangyayari. Yung mga ganon. So that's what they say, sound mind. But of course, yung iba dyan na may mga medical issue, di ba? O kaya naman may mga makakalimutin na. Dito, very popular yun ng dementia, mga ganon. COVID brain.
They say COVID brain, like after COVID, if you notice you're forgetful, you don't.
Talaga?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Kaya pala nakalimutan.
Yeah, kaya pala nalimutan yung mga utang ko.
Oh, okay, no. Anyway, yun. Hindi porket meron kang mental problem, ay hindi ka na pwedeng mag-draft ng will mo. Kasi meron tayong tinatawag na lucid interval, di ba? Minsan meron
moments ka, na
moments
episodes.
Na maayos ka. Tamang pag-iisip mo, alam mo kung sino ka, nasaan ka, at anong ginagawa mo, di ba? So, pwede yun because ang requirement lang naman is, at the time you're drafting and executing your will, you are of sound mind. You know what you're doing at the time you are making. So, pagkatapos, let's say na-execute mo na, tapos na, ano na, nawala ka na, nagka-episode ka na naman, that is okay. Kasi at that time, you know, you are, during the time you are in your lucid interval, you know what you're doing. Kaya lang pag mga ganun, mga situation, you have to make sure na meron kang talagang witnesses and you can prove that during that time, tama yung pag-iisip mo because that could be a subject for contest. You know, pwede nilang questionin yan kung sino man yung gusto mag-question na, wait a minute, I don't believe that he was or she was or they, you know, that the testator has a mental capacity at that time because he has a medical problem, mental problem, ganyan. So ngayon, iko-contest nila yon. Now you have to prove na nasa tamang edad yung, ay tamang edad, tamang pag-iisip yung ano, yung...
Na-encounter mo na ba to?
Ako hindi sa sarili ko.
Okay. Or nalimutan mo lang.
Nakalimutan ko lang? Hindi, yeah, that's true. So in cases like that, I make sure that my client, if I'm the one drafting the will for my client, I want to make sure that we have the enough evidence to support our claim. So if I have the doctor certification that at that time he's making it, or the client, my client is drafting it, that he was of sound mind, that he has the capacity to do it, the mental capacity to do it. Now, sometimes we videotape it to make sure that we have evidence. Mm. And of course, aside from that, the witnesses. Kasi witnesses talaga, that's why it's an important, requirement ang witnesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sir. And witness, can you remind us, sinong pwedeng witness?
Okay, so the next requirement, yan, aside from capacity, we already mentioned that it has to be in writing, right? Mm-hmm. No, na tayo dyan. Now, the second is, witnesses. Sometimes, jump tayo, witnesses. Okay.
mamaya pa pala.
Kasi okay lang, witnesses. Mm-hmm. Capacity, yan ang susunod natin yan. In writing, we already said, hindi pwede, oh, by the way, let's go back to in writing. In writing, ibig sabihin, nakasulat, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, no oral will is allowed here in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay? Kasi, di ba, minsan nanonood ka ng movie, mamamatay na yung, let's say, yung bida, mm-hmm. tapos nandun yung nurse, I have, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Or record, di ba, ngayon may cellphone na, take a video of me. Mm-hmm. This is my last will and testament. You're declaring that is your last will and testament, that you're giving everything to your nurse, because your nurse was very nice to you, right? Yung mga gano'n na habilin, which maybe yun talaga yung gusto ng tao, nung mismong tao na gumagawa ng kanyang declaration, but ginawa niya ng verbal, ng oral. Mm-hmm. So that is not allowed here. It's not valid. It has to be in writing, whether it's in your handwriting or typewritten. Yan ang ibig sabihin.
But no combination.
No combination. Mm-hmm. And then yung mga video recording ninyo, mm-hmm. hindi po pwede yan, or voice recording, hindi po pwede, or kahit na may mga sampu pa yung witnesses mo, mm-hmm. at that time nung sinasabi mo yon, hindi po pwede yun pag oral, has to be in writing. Okay? Yes. Next naman natin yung signature. Tama ba ako?
Signature.
Yeah, signature. So sa signature naman, of course, if it is a holographic will, sinabi natin, has to be in writing at kailangan signed by the testator. Mm-hmm. The testator is the one who's drafting the will. Ha? Kung ikaw yung gumagawa ng will mo, testator ka. Pag babae ka, testatrix. That's just the terms.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, neutral term is testator. Babae man, lalaki, whatever, ay testator ang tawag diyan. So, kailangan mayroon kang signature. Pag holographic will yan, sulat kamay mo, at may pirma ka. Kasi pag we bring that one to court, we need to bring witnesses who will testify that is your handwriting and that is your signature.
Another thing I see in movies, fingerprint.
It could qualify, pero meron din other way. Ang dito kasi sa Texas, ang practice is, if you cannot sign it, you can have somebody sign it for you. But has to be in your presence. Kailangan nandun ka, nakita mo, nagsasign. You can do that. Let's say, for example, may akong client one time na hindi na siya makapagsulat. Mm-hmm. Talagang hindi niya kaya. But mentally, alam niya yung nangyayari. It's mm-hmm. just the ability to sign. So, pwede naman yon. But you have witnesses. Mm-hmm. And then, as long as that person who's signing it for you is doing it in front of you, of the testator, mm-hmm. and nakikita mo talaga.
Another thing I encounter a lot is, when someone sends you a document online, it's a PDF, you sign on like Adobe Acrobat, but it's not your signature, it's like just whatever typewritten.
Well, for the will, no, it has to be signed by you with ink for now. I mean, it could change, but the law is just the same. Yung mga signature naman na, I think what you're trying to say is yung,
like e-signatures.
Hindi pa sa ngayon. That's not yet allowed.
Mm.
So, e-signature, no. But for other documents, like for example, yung mga filing namin sa court, allowed na yung mga e-signature. Mm. So, may mga documents na allowed na. Pero so, you have to actually sign your will in front of your witnesses. Yun pa ang requirement ngayon. Ano pa ang tanong mo sa signature?
Yun na lang. Kasi yung pangit-pangit yung signature ko eh. Okay lang ba yun?
Oo, okay lang yan. Basta signature mo. Anong mahalaga signature mo yun? Next one that we have here ay?
Witnesses.
Ano yung tanong mo kanina about
witnesses? Who is qualified as witness? Pwede bang man on the street? Dapat ba kaibigan mo? Pwede bang kaibigan mo, kamag-anak?
Naman, yes. As long as yung kaibigan mo, kamag-anak mo, or man on the street, at least 14 years old and above dito sa Texas, pwede nang maging witness yan sa will. 14 years old, pwede na silang mag-witness sa will. And the other thing that you have to remember if you're asking somebody to be a witness on your will, kailangan hindi siya beneficiary sa will mo. So let's say, for example, in my will, I'm giving something to you. Let's say, yes. Christian, I'm giving you $1.
Wow. One Bitcoin.
Oh, dahil yung pangalan mo ay nasa will, and you're a beneficiary doon sa will, you cannot be a witness doon sa will. You have to find somebody na pwedeng maging witness mo doon sa will mo. Hindi rin pwede, please lang, wag din yung notary public, kasi you're gonna have it notarized, right? So wag yung notary public, kasi the notary public is actually declaring there that that he saw or she saw you sign, the notary public saw you sign the document, he cannot be a witness to himself. So para hindi mawalang bisa yung kanyang notaryo, kailangan hindi siya rin yung witness doon. Can you have more than two? Of course, you can have as many witnesses as you if you really wanted to do that. But the minimum requirement is at least two witnesses who are 14 years old and above. And of course, they are of sound mind na mind. Of course, they know what's going on. They know that they were witnessing you sign. You're signing your last will and testament.
Do they just show up, or did they also sign something saying that they're a witness? Are their names somewhere in there?
Yeah, of course. They have to, because you have to make sure that they are, qualified to be witnesses. Kailangan meron silang identity. Kasi nga, the notary public is gonna be in trouble then kapag ninotarize niyo, tapos hindi niya in-identify wala siyang means of identifying these people, yung mga witnesses. So you have to show your driver's license, or other identification card that you are the person and that you are of that age. Yan, ganun yun. And the requirement is, if you're witnessing the testator signing the document, you have to be present there, physically present when the testator is actually signing the will. Now, my question dyan, now let's say, for example, you're in one room, no? Let's say yung testator is executing the last will and testament sa bed niya, sa room, kasi hindi siya mobile eh. Nasa bed lang siya, bedridden or something like that, na hindi na nakakatayo. And then the door is open, the witnesses are nandiyan sa labas ng door. Nandito siya nagsasign. Kasi may tanong yan na, kailan ba talaga na nandun ako na nakatitig na tinitingnan ko talaga na nagsasign siya? Mas maganda sana kung gano'n, di ba? Pero inaallow din naman yung at least you're there, you're aware na nagsasign siya. Doon sa o nakikita mo na nagsasign siya kahit na medyo malayo, kung nakikita mo na nagsasign siya.
Mag-selfie pa kayo habang nagsasign siya.
And at the same time din, the testator, of course, the testator signed the will, di ba? Mm-hmm. And then the witnesses will sign after the testator. Mm-hmm. Huwag nyo namang pagsignin yung witnesses bago yung testator, because nagwi-witness nga sila, di ba? So, kailangan the testator has to sign first, and then after the testator sign, yun namang mga witnesses. So, habang nagsasign ng mga witnesses, dapat aware din yung testator na, na nagsasign sila, nakikita niya nagsasign sila. So, yun yung sa mga witnesses.
Do they also need to know what's inside the will, or
they don't have to. They're only witnessing the act of signing. That's a signature of the testator. That's a good thing because of confidentiality, of course. Your last will, you do not intend to disclose it to anybody. Mm-hmm. Then you hindi mo kailangang basahin.
Dahil pa naman chismosa.
Oo, yan, kasi baka mamaya i-chismis nila, 'di ba? Ngayon, may nagtanong sa akin, attorney, kailangan ba ako mag-appear sa court, kasi I'm not comfortable appearing in court pag sakali man. So sabi ko, naman sa kanya, not necessarily. Dito sa Texas kasi meron tayong tinatawag na self-proving affidavit. So, we execute that affidavit simultaneously doon sa execution ng last will and testament. Yung self-proving affidavit na yon, pipirma doon yung testator, pipirma din yung yung witnesses na dalawa, and then it has to be notarized to be valid. Mm-hmm. Kasi, parang ang yun eh, it's an act na yung mga witnesses, what they're supposed to be doing later on, going to court testifying, they're already doing it there. Mm-hmm. That's a self-proving affidavit. Kung wala yun, then you'll have to bring the witnesses to court para i-prove nila yun. but they already did it ahead of time. Not all states are doing this or is, you know, accept this self-proving affidavit. But here in Texas, yes, we are, it is valid, it is accepted, and we can legally do it. So ngayon, kapag ka not properly executing self-proving affidavit niyan, then you'll have to bring witnesses to the court. I have a recent probate case na the person who drafted the will, actually, I don't know where he got that will. I think they just drafted it downloaded it from somewhere. And then there's so many gray areas in that will, but the immediate one was the self-proving affidavit. The self-proving affidavit was not properly done because nobody explained it to them. They just downloaded it. So ang akala nila, what they did, yung last piece na yon, yung self-proving affidavit, hindi pumirma yung testator, tsaka hindi pumirma yung witnesses. What they did, because there's a blank, diba? Fill in the blank. So they just put in the names. The notary public wrote the names of the testator and the witnesses, and then notarize it. I don't understand why this will happen, because as a notary public, if you read that one, you're saying there that you witnessed them sign. Eh, sinulat mo eh. So what are you witnessing, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, wala kasing nag-explain. And that's the difference between you just doing it yourself. If you're doing it yourself, make sure that you're reading everything, that you're understanding it. Otherwise, you're going to do it wrong.
And here in the U.S., kahit sino pwede maging notary, diba?
No, not everybody. You have to be certified.
Yeah, but pero hindi mo kailangan maging lawyer.
Yeah, as compared to the Philippines, you have to be a lawyer to be a notary public. Dito, hindi. You just have to get that certification. Ngayon, so yung nangyari din sa case na yan, sa probate case na yan, I have to bring witnesses to the court. To testify on the signature. Buti na lang available pa yung mga witnesses na nag-sign doon, so I brought them to the court. And then they have to testify as to the signature and to the mental capacity and everything.
It's a whole process.
Yes. So, yun lang yun. But it could have been done, if it was done properly, mas madali na lang yung probate namin. I don't have to bring the witnesses. So that's why it's very important that you know these requirements, because if you did not comply with any of these requirements, it could either invalidate your will or it could cost you more. Cost you more in this case, yung self-proving affidavit, and yeah, I have to bring the witnesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, diba? And we have to draft additional documents. Oh, di mas madaming trabaho riyon, diba? So, don't forget yung mga basic requirements ng valid will ay, ano nga ba yun?
Capacity.
Mm-hmm. May capacity ka ba?
Meron. Okay. Mental, we'll check pa natin.
Usually, if they're not sure about your mental capacity, they ask the requirement is at least two doctors will examine and certify that you are mentally
My sister's a doctor.
Capacity.
And at MJ, we'll pretend at MJ.
Hindi pwedeng pretend. Oh, capacity in writing, signature, witnesses, and self-proving affidavit here in the state of Texas.
All right. It's a lot.
And there's more. Marami pa kayong dapat kailangan na malaman kung ano ang mga pwedeng gawin at hindi nyo dapat gawin when you are drafting your will. And we'll talk more about that when
we come back. Yeah, so stay tuned. All right, we're back.
Yes, we're back. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, greetings, post it now and Christian will read them.
Yeah.
If questions, I'll try to answer them.
If you need a witness for your affidavit, call me. For a small fee, I will sign.
Uy, grab in the main. When, by the way, when we present a witness to the court, one of the questions that I ask, did anybody promise you any monetary or financial gain for you to testify in court? And the answer should be no. So ito si Christian, no?
Even if you don't, I'll just assume. Even if you don't promise, I'll just assume.
Okay, so before our break, I mentioned to you now, aside from the basic requirements of the law, in order for you to make sure that you have a valid last will and testament in the state of Texas, marami pa kayong dapat na isipin at maging watch out kayo sa mga possible mistakes na to, and they're very common. Sometimes, very common siya na akala nyo tama na siya, diba? We're gonna show you a sample of a will.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing my glasses.
Oh, kasi Christian will read it.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna start reading and they could catch up. Okay.
Yeah. So, and the first one, let's go back there.
There you go.
Hold on. Before you read this, Christian, what do you think? What kind of will is this?
Holographic.
Bakit?
Kasi they written. Siya.
What?
Yeah.
Check. Yes. Pwede, pwede po masa. Okay. So, basahin mo, Christian.
August 27, 2001. Oh, medyo recent.
2001, ha?
Oh, no. 2021. Told you I need my glasses. Mo. Recent talaga. my last will, oh, my title pa. I married no, make this last will. I give my entire estate to daddy. If daddy passes before me, I give my entire estate to Annie and Benny. I give my diamond ring to my favorite cousin, Jen. I leave my car to my good friend, Terry Smith.
And then
signed married no.
All right. So, interesting, no? Aside from maganda yung handwriting niya, tsaka kulang na ma-period.
Totoo.
Oo, di ba? Parang totoo, di ba? I'm thinking, usually mga ganito, nangyayari itong mga holographic will na to kapag meron sila magbabiyahe, di ba? Halimbawa, pupunta siya, magkukruise siya. You know, hindi niya lang mangyayari. Eh, wala pa akong will. Let me make sure meron akong at least something in writing. So, kaya naman, if you notice, you know, it's not properly done. Hindi siya masyadong pulido, hindi kompleto, at marami tayong nakikitang mga mistakes. So, let's ask Christian. What do you think, Christian, ang una mo napansin dito na sa tingin mo ay magiging issue later on?
Si Daddy.
Bakit si Daddy? Bakit si Daddy?
Sino ay si Daddy?
Diba? Yeah. Sino si Daddy? Okay.
Yung iba, tawag sa akin Daddy. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Diba?
Pwedeng Daddy niya na Daddy niya, ay na biological dad niya. Mm-hmm. Pwede namang Daddy na
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy niya. diba sometimes yung spouse mo, tawag mo din Daddy, Mommy. Diba tawagan nyo Daddy, Mommy? Para yung...
Umalay mo talagang Daddy yung pangalan ng tao. Pero walang
daddy,
apelido.
So in other words, ito ay hindi malinaw. It's vague.
We have a comment too.
Ambiguity. Said, yes.
MJ says you have to specify the name.
Tama. You have to specify the name. And when you specify the name, you have to be very, very, very specific. Because as you see, part of this will also, when you go a little bit down there, sabi niya doon, if daddy passes before me, I give my entire estate to Annie and Benny. What is the problem with Annie and Benny? What could be the problem with Annie and Benny?
The two most common names.
How can that be a problem or an issue later on?
Because it's also like Annie who and Benny who. Is it like Annie? There's no surnames and yeah.
Okay, so there could be five Annies involved in the life of Mary, right? Or Benny. Eh, si Benny ba? Tao, baka naman dog. Di mo rin alam, di ba? Pwede mo bang di sa Texas? Pwede bang magmana ang pet? Directly, no. So, di mo rin alam. So, again, ambiguous yung language dito. Kulang ng clarity, hindi specific. Okay? Pero sa isip ni Mary, alam niya kung sino mga gusto niyang bigyan, right? alam niya kung sinong ani at sinong Benny yung sinasabi niya dito at sinong daddy. Pero tayo na mag-i-interpret o ang court na mag-i-interpret, hindi alam. Diba? So that is, yun ang potential problem. Now, doon sa last sentence, ano yung last sentence? I give my diamond ring to my favorite cousin. At least nakalagay favorite cousin.
Yeah, pinag-away pa iba niyang pinsan, di ba?
Si Jen, ang favorite cousin niya. Ano naman maging issue dito? I give my diamond ring to my favorite cousin, Jen.
Again, walang specification kung sinong Jen.
Sino si Jen, right? Mm-hmm. Paano kung isa lang naman talaga ang pinsan niya ang pangalan Jen? Di at least si Jen makaka-receive noon, di ba? Paano kung wala na yung diamond ring?
Paano kung wala naman talaga siyang diamond ring? Hinanap pa nila, wala pa.
Paano kung wala talaga siyang diamond ring? Ibig sabihin, hindi niya alam yung kanyang mga, yung kanyang...
Hindi siya of sound
bounty,
mind.
Bounty, hindi siya of sound mind because nag-hallucinate siya. Diba? So, yun yung mga, that could be a potential problem there.
Another one, I guess, going back, again, sa mga napapanood or nababasa, first thing na sinusulat nila, kunwari example, I married no... of sound mind and body. Kailangan ba talaga isulat yun?
Not necessarily, but iba, they just do it for the purpose na, I know what I'm doing.
Mm.
But again, kapag na-question naman yun, you have to show proof. So, but we just, ako, I just put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, kasi declaration mo yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm declaring at this time, I am of sound mind and I know what's going on in my life. I know what I'm doing. I know the bounty of my, my bounty, my wealth. I know where my property is located. It's like declaration mo rin kasi yun. So you but it will really not, it's not fatal if ever you didn't put it there.
Kasi sa Pilipinas, di ba, kunwari sabihin mo, hindi ako baliw, ah. Parang, ibig sabihin,
mas baliw ka.
Baliw ka.
Yeah. Oo nga eh. Terry Smith. Oh, specific naman siya, si Terry Smith yun eh. Ano naman kayang potential problem dito or issue sa tingin nyo? Anong car?
Ah.
Diba? Paano kung lima yung cars niya? Kasi nurse siya. Daming mga cars na mga nurses dito. Diba, which car? So ngayon, sasabihin ni Terry, of course yung BMW. Alam ka naman kunin ko yung Kia, sabi niya, diba? Eh, favorite ako niyan, best friend nga kami. So, top. I'm pretty sure bibigyan niya sa akin yung BMW. Eh, syempre, kukonte siya ng mga other heirs, di ba? So, that's why this is not clear again. Again, ambiguity, vagueness. Kailangan iwasan niyo yon when you are drafting your will. Di ba? So, yan lang naman isa sa mga, but common yan, yung mga vagueness, common yan. Yung isang case na hinandle ko, holographic will siya, and they're about to go to a long trip. Mm-hmm. So their husband and wife, and the wife wrote the will.
Mm-hmm.
Nakalagay doon is ang lagay niya doon is we, I, and we, pinagpapalit-palit yung word na yon. Because when she was drafting that one, she's thinking that dalawa sila.
Mm-hmm.
So when she drafted that, she said, I'm leaving, or where, sabi niya, the house will be split among my children, meron siyang stepchildren.
Oh.
So half will go to my children equally, and the other half will go to my stepchildren equally. Dalawa yung stepchildren, yung mga anak niya. I can't remember, but there are more than two. So ngayon, bakit naging issue yon? Kasi when she drafted the will, she's thinking about the entire house, di ba? Entire property.
Mm.
And remember, here in Texas, it's community property. What she is actually disposing in her will is just half of that. And the other half belongs to the husband. So that's why you should know your bounty, you should know your assets, your estate when you're drafting it para alam mo malinaw. So when she did that, ang nangyari doon, that yung husband, syempre yung kalahati ng property mapunta doon sa pinagbigyan niya, binigyan niya sa dalawang anak niya. So half na sa kanila, 'di ba? Yung half niya, kalahati pa noon binigyan niya doon sa not knowing, unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the words na ginamit niya, it's vague. Ako, you know, kasi Filipina rin mm-hmm. yon. And then yung mga anak niya and all the others, they're thinking, ang ibig niyang sabihin is, yung kalahati ng bahay na yon, she's actually pertaining to the half share mm-hmm. of the husband. Yung kalahati sa mga anak niya equally. Mm-hmm. Pero because what you are disposing in your will is what you have at the time of your death, that's ganun ang interpretation noon.
Mm-hmm.
So nangyari, 3/4 na punta doon sa stepchildren, 1/4 na lang pinag-atiyatian nung ano ng mga anak niya.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not clear. Because it's vague. It's ambiguous. It's not properly done. And that's the danger, the risk if you're writing it by yourself. Because sometimes what is your intention is not truly reflected on your writing if you're doing it by yourself. Okay, so think about that. Okay, MJ, Christian, mamaya pag umuwi ka, you're writing your will, you know, ChatGPT. Diba? Now there's a very controversial, there was a very controversial holographic will mm-hmm. written by somebody who's famous, kaya nga controversial eh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show that will.
Next.
Tamo yan?
Oh wow. Oh.
O bakit ang ganyan ng handwriting, ano?
This is my last will and testament.
Oh, galing mo magbasa ako, hindi ko masyado
mabasa. It should replace my previous writings. Ano to?
Hirap, no?
Blank to my death. And after the above date, I want 100% of my funds to be divided
equally
among my children, Andy, Chris, Larry Jr., Chance, and another name. Larry King?
Oh, si Larry King! Si wow. Larry King! Yeah, show the next slide. Let's show the there, si Larry mm-hmm. King. Remember him? So, tignan mo ah, very wealthy person, mm-hmm. celebrity, and handwritten yung kanyang will. Pero, sabi niya doon, meron siyang prior will na nirevoke niya. So, mm-hmm. that could be a typewritten, well-made, you know, prepared will by an attorney. Siguro, no? We don't know. We haven't seen it. And then, he changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He changed his mind. I think this will was made nung, I think, he was about to die.
So, 2019.
And he passed away 2020 ba yun?
I think so, maybe.
So, he revoked it. Siguro may very sick na siya dyan. Mm-hmm. He knows what's happening. And as he changed his mind.
Wow.
And so, ito yung kanyang, this could be considered, I said could be because it's litigated, it's mm-hmm. contested, heavily contested. Because of so many reason. Aside mm-hmm. from the fact na may mga ambiguity na rin dyan.
May erasures
na,
din.
Yeah, may erasures. Kino-question na lahat yan. Because the prior, Larry King was married at the time he drafted this first will, yung prior will mm-hmm. na sinasabi niya dyan. And then, he was already undergoing divorce. But the divorce was not finalized yet. When he passed away. So hindi pa na wala so hindi siya divorced. Married siya at the time na namatay. Now yung prior will niya ang nakalagay doon na trustee niya yung wife niya na dinidivorce na niya.
Mm-hmm.
Eh ongoing pa yon, hindi pa final. Eh hindi niya na mahintay. Kaya gumawa siya ng handwritten will niya. That's why it's being contested.
Wow.
Now, they're trying to have this revoked para pag na-revoke ito kasi, the prior will be implemented. And then, of course, iba yung kanyang mga tagapagmana doon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, doon sa una, I think wala pa si Larry Jr. because hindi pa niya kilala yata si Larry Jr. when he drafted that.
Yeah.
And then in this will, dalawa na lang ang buhay when he passed away.
Naunahan pa siya.
Mm-mm, dalawa na lang. Si Larry King and I can't remember the other one. So, it's heavily contested because kailan talaga when pag mag-ano kayo, draft kayo ng will nyo, that don't stop just because you already have one. When there's a major change in your life, you have to revisit your estate planning documents, including your last will and testament.
Mm-hmm.
Because iba ang effect pagka, may, let's say for example, na-divorce ka na, hindi mo pinalitan yung will mo. What's gonna happen doon sa binigay bequeath mo doon sa, mm-hmm. sa wife mo? You know, in Texas, of course, once you're divorced, you're automatically, yung whatever is given to you under the will is automatically revoked. But if you get married, remarry, not automatic yung wife mo na bago to step in. You have to amend your last will. Kasi walang pretermitted wife dito sa state of Texas. Pretermitted wife, yung wife na naging wife mo siya after mo na nagawa yung will mo. Pero may pretermitted child. Ibig sabihin, kahit yung child mo hindi pa pinapanganak nung ginawa mo yung will mo, protected siya, meron pa rin siya makukuha because meron tayong provision, a law, ng pretermitted child. So that child, that newly born child, or the child born after you drafted your will na hindi mo pa na-amend, meron pa rin siya, he or she or the child will inherit under your will, just like the other kids na nandoon.
Pero imagine, so, parang mga last words mo na, last request mo na, kinokontest pa parang.
Oh, of course. Wow. When it comes to inheritance, you know, it happens. Ang nakakalungkot pa dyan, well, you know, they, minsan, okay ang usapan nila, magkakapatid, mm-hmm. or stepbrother, stepsister, or stepmom, stepparents, right? No, I'm not, they'll say, no, I'm not gonna get my, I know that dad wanted you to have it, di ba? Maganan ang statement nila. So I'm not really gonna get, I know that, alimawa, yung sa second wife, no? I know that dad wanted you to have it, so I'm not gonna get anything from that.
Mm.
But when that person sees, oh, that's 1.5 million, magbabagong isip. So really, there's nothing is, you know, sure, nothing is permanent.
I know someone won Powerball in Houston, so whoever you are, make your will now.
Whoever you are, make sure nandun pa kala ni Christian.
I'll be a witness.
Okay, so if you have any question, go ahead, post your comment, your question. We still have time to read them, and we'll try to do that one when we come back after this short break.
All right.
Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business. Legal. Politics. Health. Lifestyle. And entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the Greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
All right. I guess that's it for now. What do you think? What do you think about this episode?
So I want to ask Christian, after you've heard all of this, are you thinking about making your will now?
Yeah. I'm
right
gonna,
now, opening ball pen.
We have a witness.
Kulang,
everyone online.
Kulang na witness. Kailangan dalawa.
We have the maintenance person.
Yeah, so anyway, this is, I always ask this sa mga ano, nakakausap ko na wala pang will.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a will right now, if you don't have it yet, what's holding you back?
Right.
What? What is it that is more important than you preparing for your loved ones?
And I think you have like an ebook, right?
Yes. So if you want to know more about estate planning, I have an ebook that is available for downloading mm-hmm. for free. I think, yeah. All you need to do is just go to this URL. Can we please show the link on the screen if you can find it?
And we have a comment while we're trying to post.
Yeah.
Ate MJ says, great information. Thank you. Thank you, Ate MJ, for always listening to us.
Yes, it's a lot of information that you can share, to be honest. It's free information. So there it is. That is the link where you can download my essay planning ebook. There's a ton of information there for free. Now, if ever you are unable to download it, send us a message. This is a free download. All you need to do is to put in your email address and that's it.
Okay? And there's still, like, you know, even if you have this, hindi pa rin wala pa rin tatalo sa tunay na legal advice mula sa lawyers.
Of course, always. Because your situation may be different from others. Actually, we have our own unique circumstances. So your circumstances may be different from MJ's circumstances. So your needs may be different from her needs.
We have another question. How much does it cost to prepare a formal will?
Naku, masyadong malaki. Masyadong mahal, hindi mo ma-afford. MJ ba yan? MJ?
Yeah.
No. Actually, it depends, like I said, it depends on the amount of work. Now, when I say amount of work, it depends on your circumstances. Kasi, like you, MJ, you have children. Si Christian, wala. So you have more things that you need, you may want to include in your last will than Christian. Si ikaw, MJ, 10 yung kotse mo. Si Christian, isa lang. Isa
utang
lang
pa. Utang pa.
So iba rin yung ano mo, yung kailangan mong ilagay doon sa last will mo, 'di ba?
May property sa US, may property
ka pa
sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, my business. What I'm saying is that it depends on your needs. That's why it's important for you to consult an attorney, an estate planning attorney, para ma-evaluate yung mga kailangan. Kasi it would be a disservice if I'm just gonna give you a ready-made will, you know, that may not really address your concern or protect you and your family, your loved ones, and your assets when you passed away. So it's very important. And when you do your estate planning, it's not just a will, MJ. It's not just a will. There's more to that. So I would suggest, if wala ka pang estate planning documents, mag-set ka na ng appointment sa sino mang estate planning attorney na gusto mong puntahan. Anybody sa state of Texas. Now, if you have properties in California, it would be best for you to consult an attorney in California.
Pag meron din sa Philippines.
Ganun din sa Philippines because may iba-iba ang batas. Estate law is a state law. Alright? Iba-iba yan sa bawat states. Ganun din sa ibang bansa.
So it's
always best to consult an attorney licensed to license to practice in that state.
So, will it end up like you have one will here and then one will in the Philippines?
Yeah, that could happen. But if I do it, kung ako, I can just, you know, for me kasi, I have a way. Dahil, if you're knowledgeable of the law there, yung license there, you know what's going on, you know, tsaka yung ano, ibang lawyer, they will refer you to somebody who knows the law there as well para hindi ka, para map talagang paprotektahan yung mga ano, yung rights mo, ma-enforce mo, and to make sure that you comply with the requirements of the law. Now, some people, they have different properties in different states. And sabi nila, how am I gonna just make one document kaysa naman mayroon akong will sa Texas, may will ako sa California, may will ako sa Florida. Meron din, pwede rin merong solution na isang document na lang yan. And that could be our next topic. Kaya abangan ninyo. And I'm talking about probably possibility of creating a trust if you have properties in multiple jurisdiction, multiple states.
Which is one of our questions right now. Will or trust ang kailangan ko?
Yeah. So abangan mo, Lysel, sa susunod nating mga episodes here sa Legal Treats. Alright? Right. So, Christian.
I guess we have one more. I don't know if we have time, but how to avoid probate? Why to avoid probate?
Bakit gusto mong i-avoid ang probate?
I see Lysel ang gusto mong iwas.
Ikaw Lysel, ha? Yeah, actually, you can avoid probate kung tama ang estate planning mo. Okay, so that's why it's important for you to consult an attorney licensed in your jurisdiction so you can prepare for all of this. Kasi the attorney will look into your circumstances, your estate, will look into your assets, and will look into the law and what are your wishes. What do you want to happen? So matutulungan ka mag-plan if you really need to avoid probate or hindi naman talaga problema. And bakit kailangan mong i-avoid yung probate? That's also another question. Sometimes I ask people, why do you want to have a trust instead of a will? Oh, because I don't want probate. O, di ba? May ganun. So, abangan niyo yan. Marami pa kaming pag-usapan ni Christian dito sa
Legal Treats.
Alright, so we'll see you next month. Last Wednesday of the month, that'll be February 29. Kasi leap year ngayon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll see you on, tama ba ko, February 29.
Double checking.
Sa Lawin Media Network.
Yeah, if there's a will,
there's a way.
Wednesday is 28.
Oh, ay tama, mali ako. Yeah. It's going to be February 28, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can watch us live on the Facebook page and YouTube channel of Lawin Media Network.
All right.
And maraming salamat, Lawin Media Network, maraming salamat. Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region. Maraming salamat, Christian.
Salamat.
Salamat, MJ. Maraming salamat. See you next time. Bye. Pag mag-ano.